All right, folks, we're back. And it is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. I am coming to you alive from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, folks, it is Friday. We've made it through another week between the rains, the storms, the hail, and just the general bad luck of living in an area that's dominated demographically and politically by Democrats, and the more virulent form of Democrat, the Democrat head, an entity known for solving absolutely no problems and causing all the problems that you might have, the problems you think you're going to have, and the problems you've had in the past. And they don't discriminate. Folks, they screw over everybody. No one's safe from their clutches. No one's safe from their evil. But there is a solution. That's right. That's right. On the secular level, Donald J. Trump. The answer going forward here in these United States. And then, of course, he's backed by God Almighty himself. Would you not agree, Barbara Mike? I hadn't heard from Barbara Mike. I hope he's okay. Of course, you know, he is still perfecting the Art of the Deal book that he has gotten, trying to incorporate it into his ministry. You know, he previewed it on Easter Sunday. He has risen, and here's the Art of the Deal. So he merged the two, and now he's looking to excel head and shoulders above all the other folks with the turned around collars out there. So way to go, Barbara Mike, upgrading the game in the 2-4. I ain't mad at you, dog. Oh, did you see breaking news from the Babylonian, what is it? No, the Onion. Breaking news from the Onion. They were reporting that OJ couldn't wait to get to the other side because he wanted to ask God, who killed Nicole? Have you figured it out yet? So he's over there going through the tapes, asking St. Peter. No. Go back further. Who? Who's that guy? Do you recognize him? So OJ's got that question answered, and that could very well explain the solar flare. But anyway, OJ is he has passed over to the other side, and whatever that means, and whatever, you know, in your interpretation, I don't know. I know that me, your host, Radio Strongman, I'm gonna be looking for some grace and mercy, baby. I mess up, y'all. I get weak. I break down like a cheap suit. Can't stand that kind of pressure. But if the Lord would be merciful on his child. Mom, say a few words for me. Put in a word for the brother. You know me. Oh, no, you ain't messing up my position. Nah. You sitting on your own bottom there, Mr. Pothead. But anyway, we're hoping OJ got his questions answered, you know, while he was out searching for the real killer all the rest of the days of his life. He did 9 years in Nevada prison for, I don't know what he was doing. I think he pulled a gun on somebody, or they accused him of pulling a gun on someone. But anyway, he has escaped the surly bonds of this world, and he's on the other side now. And folks, you're going somewhere. Your spirit, you going into the Deut, and your spirit is going back from whence it came. Now, the question is, are you going to be in good standing? And like I said before, I can't speak for anybody else. There will be a few people who I'll be surprised if I see, and I'm sure they'll be surprised if they see me. Shocked, maybe, in some instances. Some folks might even get a restraining order. Pete, look, this guy, keep an eye on him. But, you know, I don't know. From one day to the next, some days I feel like, okay, I'm pretty good. Then the other day, man, sucking my teeth. And then, of course, my administering angels, they putting transfers in. They entering into the portal, trying to get away from the strong man. No, I don't know. But anyway, folks, OJ is he's got his questions answered. But it is Friday, folks, and you might get yours answered this weekend. We live in an era where Democrats are killing folks. But it ain't just here. It's all over the country. I mean, of course, there in Memphis, they had a overnight shooting, which one officer was killed and one Biden supporter was killed. I think they were 17 and 18 year old. That's why I keep telling the black community, we have a problem. It ain't guns. No, it's not guns. It's heart problems. And to me, it's pretty simple how to address and solve this. But you can't get it done amongst these people, being the folks who support Joe Biden and the Democrats. They are not going to change. Because in their mind and in their world, ain't nothing wrong with them. It's just that the rest of the world needs to change. We need to get guns off the street. If you mention, hey, you might want to get control of that little bad child you got. Well, you know, I'm a single parent, and that child ain't always been an adult. That child ain't always been taller than you. Chris Rock said it best. You can tell who's going to jail. If your baby call you by your first name and call your mama, his grandmama, mama, your child going to jail. And then if you add in the vowels in the child's name, you know, that is a observation the strong man made years ago. That if you, when you watch the first 5 minutes of the news, the perpetrators of most of these crimes got four. Look, here's the deal. If the child got three vowels in the name, don't worry about an educational fund. You need to be putting back some bond money, some bail money, okay? Or some commissary money. Now, if they got four vowels or three vowels with an apostrophe in it, oh, we talking serial killer. Your child is a murderer. He got larceny on his heart. Like I was telling y'all the other day, this couple. They just popped up with a four-year-old child. I said, where this child come from? This my baby. This child look like he's 4 years old. Turned out when the baby was born, the mama had used the child's social security number and ID. So when it came out and they were running him through the system, they put him on hold. His credit was so bad they couldn't release the baby from the hospital. He had to work it off. Baby 4 years old, walking around with Timberlands on. Come on, man. Come on. We can do better. And see, y'all get mad at me because you say, Kim, you're putting us down. Bruh, if you feel like you're being put down, it just means you're hearing the truth. That's all. And ain't there's no way I can say what I'm saying any sweeter or any harsher. You still going to be upset with it because you don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to yield. Hey. I got to bring you the cold water of truth, bruh. I got to throw it in your face. And you don't like it. I don't like it either. But it's my job. Let a brother do his job. Okay? Who loves you? Radio Strongman. But anyway, folks, I did want to make that observation. And you folks quit doing that to your child, okay? Using up their credit and everything. They ain't even passed through the birth canal yet, and they credit down to a negative five. Baby got to get the name changed to get out the hospital. Got to use an alias. Hide out up under the laundry trying to get out. Come on, Mom, Dad, come on, man. Be the proud old black folks from back in the day. Poor but proud. Dirty fingernails, but clean hearts. You could trust them. Now these folks today. Oh, man. Did you see the situation down there in Houston, Texas? The school teacher was taking the special needs kids, which was basically the rest of the school, taking the special needs kids and putting them out there on the stroll. And she's been appointed by the Biden administration to be head of the Department of Education. She was taking special needs, and her 21-year-old child was pimping them out. Man, come on, man. And y'all keep trying to say we ain't got no problem. The only problem black people got is me putting them down. Okay. Well, homie, I'm going to tell you like Dr. King said, you got some difficult days ahead. I don't know what's going to happen next, but it ain't going to be me letting up on you. Okay? So you can get mad, fall down on the ground, and kick ball and squall and call me an SOB. But these words of truth still coming at you. Like a modified Glock. But anyway, that was just kind of eye-catching to me that would be happening right now in this day and age. And of course, another person in the compassion industry, another person from that side of the community that specializes in helping and caring for others. I don't know about you, but I'm seeing a trend that if you look at most of the crime that's being committed, it's coming from that one side. And so if we're going to be honest about getting to the root problem, cause of crime and all this other stuff, we're going to have to be honest. It's coming from you. I ain't willing to change nothing else in my life for you. Okay? If your community is messed up and your family's messed up, and then you want to take my advice, what I'm saying, dude, the breadcrumbs is leading back to you. Now, you're doing some things wrong. You won't accept the fact that you're doing some things wrong. You're attacking people, saying that the people are attacking you by pointing out the fact that you're doing it wrong. And yet you want me to change. You want me to fork over more money to help you basically delude yourself. And I'm telling you now, no more, no mas. So what this is going to force you to do is live or die. Either get your crap together or you'll be visiting OJ, wherever he's at. And of course, you know now, hell is not like it used to be as far as the heat is concerned. You just got to deal with the administrative issues that come along with it being ran by can't say that on this. It's like, you know, community standards won't allow me to say us's. So, but you get my drift. So I'm just telling y'all, folks, you've been warned. Tighten up. Quit the bull crap. And like I said before, this whole notion about somebody putting you, you're not being put down. You're just hearing things you don't want to hear. And this is why I try to tell my Caucasian friends that if you would just hold off with the guilt trip crap, you could actually upright the good ship of state here. But you running in here trying to keep people from failing and falling, and failing and falling is their goal. And that's one of the things I'll be saying on May 2nd at Forest Hill High School at 6 p.m. Black folks, cut the crap. Most black folks ain't angry or racist or mad at white folks. You know who's pushing that? Black leaders. The average black person will tell you, oh, yeah, I get along good. And the average white person say, yeah, I know plenty of good black folks. So, you know, we laugh and joke and yada, 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 hunt and do, you know, swap beers and the whole nine yards. It ain't us. It's them. They're trying to maintain their industry of race hustling and white guilt. That's why I said if we could get 50 plus one who said, man, enough of this bozo crap, we turn this thing around. Put your finger in the ground, hold it down, and we'll turn it around. It's not complicated. What we have to do, and this is what I'm trying to engender and what I'm trying to point out, folks, the struggle that we're having right now in Jackson, Mississippi, Hinds County, and the state of Mississippi, and this country, is that we don't have a common body of knowledge or some universal and spiritual principles that we can all subscribe to and rally around. That's the reason why they don't want you to be able to say anything you want to say on these social medias. That's just like when the telephone was invented and they had the, what was they called that? When everybody be on the party line. What if they were monitoring the party line like they're monitoring the internet? Well, you couldn't even just have a conversation. Oh, you can't say that. The whole purpose of them doing their algorithms and keeping you in your community standard jail is so that you can't get a group of folks together to agree. That's the same reason why they're going all electric. So you can't get in a gas-powered vehicle and ride 8-10 hours on a tank of gas without having to refill where they can't figure out where you are. But with an EV, they know where you are. It's all about control where they can't get more than a group of folks. So how could you get some armored vehicles between here and Memphis if you was toting some Humvees and things like that? on an electric truck. They know what they're doing. This is why I keep saying, folks, let us make a goal line stand now. Let's screw, I can't even say the word, let's mess them up. And then put some fear in their heart out of the uncertainty. But that's what they're doing with all this, folks. But anyway, the Gun and Knife Club is going to begin in earnest in another hour. And what is that? That's going to be 38 minutes. Be ye ready. If you don't know Jesus, you got a good chance of meeting him this weekend in Jackson. And you'll also be there with OJ, wherever that is. Let's take a quick break. Oh, I'm sorry. Hotline numbers brought to you by Complete Exterior Roofing and Gutters. They're still scheduling estimates for your home and damage that you may have experienced. Give Eddie a call, 601-326-2755.
And when you die, I hope you go to hell. I hope you die and you sleep tonight. I hope you die and you sleep, go straight to hell. I hope all y'all die and y'all sleep tonight. Y'all ain't nothing but some dumb Southerners.
All right, folks, we're back and it is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios. Want to remind you also, our good friends Tom's Fried Pies would like to invite you down this evening or tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays and Mondays, but they will be open tomorrow. You can stop by there. You're headed down Highway 49 South. Stop by Tom's Fried Pies and get you a pack of the pies to eat in the hotel when you get down there on the coast or wherever you're headed down that way. You'll have that with you for the munchies. You can get fruit pies, meat pies, the meal pies. Get them at Tom's Fried Pies. They have more than just pies. They got some potato salad down there that Brother Mike Russell tells me is some of the best around, best he's ever tasted. And Mike would know, he loves some good potato salad. And, of course, everybody in his family cooks, and Mike is a good griller. This guy is a good all-around guy. He knows a hell of a lot about a hell of a lot of things and raised some exceptional kids. And just good folks to know. Good folks to know. Of course, his lovely bride, Becky. But anyway, Tom's Fried Pies in Richland, Mississippi. And that's south of Kroger's on the same side as Kroger's. At the red light there where you see the Walgreens, right across the street is Tom's Fried Pies there in that shopping center. And the weather's nice. They've got a beautiful patio. You can sit out there. And when you go in to purchase your pies, if you look to the left and you see a gentleman sitting there with a Burger King crown on his head, that would be Tom sitting at the checker table. He's the king of checkers. So far, he's undefeated. No main that I know of has ever beat Tom in a game of checkers down there. Of course, it is his own checkerboard, so I'm just saying, yeah, the home court advantage. Hello. But go down there. If you see, say hello to Tom. And if you got time, challenge him in a game of checkers and enjoy his conversation. Just a good guy. Loves the Lord. Has served his humanity by providing a service. And the kids that he hired down there, these are very well-reared staff, young men and women. And that's what we get all the time is people talk about how friendly everybody is, how courteous. It's called home training. And Rankin County is ate up with young folks like that. So, again, Tom's Fried Pies, make sure you put it on your to-do list today. All right, with no further ado, we got my man, my friend, Mobile Bob. What's up? Hey, buddy.
Hey, going back again to the talking about yesterday.
You're breaking up on us.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah, you were breaking up for a minute there. Go ahead.
Hey, going back yesterday, what we were saying about Lamont Hill and the leftist idea that blacks are back and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the first they're doing against racists or evil or whatever. It's kind of like the jihadists when it comes to war. Islam allows them to do anything they want to infidel. Islam is in the name of the jihad, in the name of defending Allah. Which means you go out and kidnap a bunch of women and children, rape the women, and kill the kids, murder the kids. Because you're doing in the name of Allah against evil, perceived evil. Or what they're doing with Trump and they keep calling him a Nazi.
We got a bad connection. Mobile, we have a terrible connection. I've never heard it this bad.
Okay.
You're going in and out.
Okay.
Let's try. Just call, hang up and call right back, and we'll get you in there. All right. Yeah, that was a terrible connection. Did want to mention the Congress did renew the FISA Act, which allows the government to spy on us illegally against the Fourth Amendment, I think it's still worthy of being challenged in court. I know Congress can pass any laws, but the Fourth Amendment doesn't go away simply because Congress passes an act saying that we're going to circumvent the Fourth Amendment. That's the reason why you have the three branches of government, the separation of powers, if you will, for the judiciary to weigh in on it. Of course, the judiciary in this particular case are these corrupt judges in the D.C. Circuit. These people are being paid. These people are getting remunerated in some form or fashion for their corruption against the American people. Reggie Walton, the woman that just retired from there, all these different judges. These people are just corrupt. There's no good in them. And this is why I said, and I've been trying to say this, people think that, oh, Kim, you're over the top with your comments. I'm telling you, this system is going to reconcile itself. I was reading an article about what happened over there in Little Rock where the ATF went in there and killed the director of the airport of Little Rock, shot him dead in his home. Now, they knew he was a collector of firearms. They knew he had gold and other things in his house. So they go kick the door in and thinking that they're not going to get a response. The ATF did that on purpose. They just whoever ordered that raid is just they have a bloodlust. And as I said before, the government that they're tearing down, the rule of law that they're ignoring, is going to bite them in their ass in due course. As I said before, there's a purge that will come if this system that we call the good old U.S. of A. ever collapses. It's going to be every man for himself and God for us all. And we've had two or three generations of where God has been taken out of the public square. You got many people who have no more than a nodding acquaintance with God. So they basically have become savages. And as Mobile Bob was pointing out about the willingness of the Muslim community to do whatever they need to do in the name of Allah, you're going to get the same thing. People be doing whatever they need to do in their own passion. So to all you ATF agents who get suckered into doing that stuff, just remember, your security is in a functioning America. So you can get your head all swole up and get all excited as you put on your Kevlar and you put on your electronic gear and you get all your special reports and how you can reverse somebody's phone number and get everything you need to know about them, all that's fine. But when the bow breaks, you might be okay. You might be okay. But you have an extended family that might not be. That officer that lost their lives up in Memphis, those kids, the killer officer was 17 and 18 years old. So what do you think you're ushering in? If they're 17 and 18 and they had sired a child before they left this world, what do you think that child's going to be like? You people are playing. Let's go back to Mobile Bob. Hey, brother, I'm sorry. There you go. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I was driving at the time. I was around a lot of trees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was talking yesterday about what Lamont Hill and the attitude that people like him have. It's okay to do whatever if the person's a racist or the person does something. Anything you do is justified. Or you should be allowed to get away with stuff if the person's a racist.
Right.
It reminds me of where the jihadists are with us infidels. Anything they want to do to us is fine as long as it's in the name of Allah and you're in the jihad. You can do anything. You can rape women and kidnap and kill children. It's okay if you're doing it in the name of Allah and it's in the name of jihad. And what they're doing with Trump right now. Well, he's a Nazi, so therefore it's okay to lie on him and to use lawfare and illegal tactics to defeat him because he's so evil. He's a Nazi. It flies in the face of the opposite of what the Bible tells us Christians to do, which is, you love your enemies. You be good to those who despitefully use you. And so we don't have the same rules that they have. Anything's okay as long as you think you can label the person evil, and anything you want to do is okay. Whereas us, no, just because I think you're evil, anything I want to do to you is not okay.
That's right.
It's not good to allow somebody to kill you, or for me to kill you, simply because I think your opinions are evil. Well, okay, your opinions are evil, but I don't want you dead. That's not seem to be the case with them. If anything they want to do to us is fine, as long as they say we're evil, then anything goes.
Well, this is where we are. This is what undergirds what I'm saying to those who carry guns for the state. Guys, you're unleashing. You're going back to that time that existed before Christ came on the earth and changed the hearts of men with his unenforceable request that you love your brother and do right by them, as you just pointed out. And these people think it's a game because they got their paycheck on the 1st and the 15th. They can live in the lap of luxury in their middle class lifestyle while they enforce the dictates of some evil, tyrannical Joe Biden type administrators. Folks, we're ushering hell onto our shoulders. You're going to regret it. You're going to rue the day, and you're going to sit back and think, my God, Trump was right. That's going to be more painful to you than the evil that you've unleashed on yourselves.
So, yeah, like when you talk with Here's the Thing, John, and you point out these evils that the Democrats do against Republicans, especially with that last election, his attitude is, well, you need to learn to cheat, too. A Republican need to learn to cheat better as well.
That's right.
Not have honest, not have clean up. Oh, yeah, I agree. That was wrong. Let's try to clean it up. No, we need to learn to cheat just like they cheat. Really, man? That's the kind of world you want?
But again, that is just a watermark on how far off the mark. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even have any reference points in his life for doing right. He's saying what character is subjective. Good care. This guy is not grounded in anything other than his own desire to control and be a part of the controlling party.
And that's where Lamont Hill is as well, with his attitude. Well, OJ's a monster. He's not a martyr. He's a monster. But he should have got off because the injustice, the unjust system. Mm-hmm. Well, the system wasn't unjust when the system was unjust with the Kane OJ. Could have let him go when he should have gone to jail, when the evidence pointed to that.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick before I go, what convinced me that OJ was guilty all those years ago was when his DNA was found at his blood was found at the scene of the crime. Everybody was like, well, what's his name? Furman Sprint.
Okay,
that's possible. But then OG also happened to have had a cut on his body, on his hand, the same night of the murder. A fresh cut on his hand the same night of the murder.
Merely coincidence.
The odds of that are at least 365-1. That he happens to cut himself on the very day that Mark Furman needed him to cut himself in order for Mark Furman, who's a flaming racist, to be able to frame him. Come on, people. That's ridiculous. But then you saw that black woman who said it out.
They
all knew he was guilty, but they let him go anyway.
Right. Well, it sounds like Neshoba County, Mississippi to me. Sounds like Hinds County to me. Brother, look, we got to go. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. Hey, we're back, and it is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios. You know, as we look at what's going on with the Pfizer, I don't even know why they feel like they need to get the act renewed. Like, oh, we're worried about not being legal. You're not legal. And, folks, what Michael guessed. Folks, I'm telling you. The treachery and betrayal this man is going to engage in against the people of this country, the people of Mississippi, people of the 3rd District, has not been unveiled. Every day he's proven more and more callous towards our rights and freedoms as his pockets become swollen from what I believe to be ill-gotten gain for carrying out acts against the interests of the American people, their rights and their freedoms. I'm not going to be found wrong. I could sit here and just tap my foot and just wait for it to happen. He's showing all the hallmarks, all the earmarks of someone who cannot be trusted, of someone who will aggrandize himself at the expense of others. And I sit back and I wonder how many people who are falsely railroaded into a prison while he was DA. Because this is a character flaw. This is a quirk. This is that twitch This suggests that he was predisposed towards doing wrong. I'm just telling you, folks, you and I, we're going to have to fight for our freedoms. There's going to be literal bloodshed in this country over our desire, those who desire to remain free and not under the shackles of our betters who think you just do what you're told. Now, remember, these people were selected and elected from amongst us to represent us, not to lord over us. This is the reason why it's so important that they get everything to go digital so they can basically, you don't know what truth is. If you don't have an elder to explain to you, an elder that you trust and believe in, because many people don't trust and believe in anybody anymore, it seems, to tell you truth. See, that's the purpose of the Talmud. If you look at what the Talmud is your grandmother. It's your grandfather. It's a compilation of all the sages and wise men and women of the Jewish religion, a tradition, or people, however they label themselves. And this is what you get when you're sitting at the feet of your elders at the family reunion. And you trust it. You act on it. And when everything goes digital, the people who are the keepers of the keys of that information, they'll be the king. This is why I keep telling folks, don't ever hit your future to what you hear black people saying they want. Because our leadership is totally, we got to pick our mail up down at the port of New Orleans. We've been sold down the river. And they think it's a game. Time is going to bear me witness. Not because I'm saying it. Folks, you can see this coming. If you have a kernel of discernment between right and wrong, you can see this coming. And this is why I was saying, in order to extricate ourselves from this, to act as a unified force, we got to have a common unifying ideals or concepts. I believe those ideals and concepts that can unite us is what's good for kids, what's good for property values. Because in a private property, a rule of law type government and society, those are the things that will help sustain you. And it's always been that way. When Adam had to scratch the earth after he was kicked up out of the Garden of Eden, he was doing it for his family. Yeah. Your parents did what they did for the family. And now what's going on, the reason why we can't get it together, particularly as a black community, is because we got black leadership that's not acting in the spirit of a parent. They don't have that sacrifice. They got that get over spirit. It ain't complicated to understand. If Dr. Green was doing what's best for kids, if Benny Thompson was doing what's best for kids, if Kim Wade was doing what's best for kids, we wouldn't be having these problems. Truth of the matter is, we're selling off bits and pieces of our community, the bone marrow of our existence, of our body politics is being sold by these individuals to the highest bidder, or in some cases, the lowest bidder. And because you lack so many men who don't even have the courage of their convictions, if they have convictions, to stand on them and say, no, we're not doing this. That's why they don't like what I'm saying. Because they know I'm going to do what I'm saying. It's not exhibitionism, folks. You can't go wrong doing the word and the will of God. However imperfect you might be in your attempts, they fear what they hear me say. You don't need to fear me. You know who you need to fear? The person who's hearing what I'm saying. The one coming behind me. That's why they always kill the messenger. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And remember, Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter stands at the ready to give you your first, second, or third estimate on any repairs you need to your roof, gutter, siding, windows of your home as a result of the storms that come through. Give Eddie a call, 601-326-2755. And also, I just got questioned by the least qualified, uninformed individual out in the audience. That would be Donut Head and his partner in crime, Sean. Mr. Wade, taking a page from John, you don't even know what's in the Talmud, sir. Well, I'm waiting for them to call in here and correct me on what it I supposedly don't understand. And I'm all ears. Of course, they don't have the courage to call in here because they're, again, I talked about weak men with no conviction. And those who have the conviction don't have the courage to stand on them. Those are those two guys. Textbook example. Just as a side note, and I've mentioned this before in other shows, when you had the Red Shield, which was the Rothschilds, merge with the Catholic Church in terms of becoming their financiers, handling the money for the church, all that gold and silver they had. Think about it. If you were the Rothschilds in your neighborhood, West Jackson, and you were known to be hoarding gold over there on behalf of others. Now, remember, we're talking about 16th, 17th century. Don't you think anybody with an army would have came and got that gold from the Rothschilds? They didn't have any gold to lend the kings and queens of Europe. The gold they were lending came from the church. What you saw and what we're looking at today in 2024 was that merger between the church and the Rothschilds. And the Rothschilds, again, Jewish lineage, I don't know if they were practicing Jews or what. But at the end of the day, just like when you hear people say that they're atheists, they're not really atheists because their morals still come from the Ten Commandments in some form or fashion. Even whether you're Jewish or not Jewish, you're still taking something from the Talmud to live your life. That's why I could never figure what was George Soros' thing. Turned out, when they say that he's a secular Jew, that just means that he just reading the Talmud. He found when he went in there to govern his life, and that's how he's living. That's how we all live. We all got something, Jesus. You know how I am with this bluebell vanilla. You shouldn't have never gave that man that idea, Lord. I wouldn't be 400 pounds. It's just human nature. But anyway, just had to throw that in there, folks. Check it out yourself. How are they going to be the bankers of the world sitting on all that money and they ain't got no army? Go back and study your history, baby. If you ain't, and this is why I keep telling you, everything has devolved into gangs. I was watching the press conference from the Goon Squad being sentenced there from the attorneys of the Jenkins family, etc. Folks, everybody's got a gang. Those attorneys are in a gang. Everybody's got a gang. And it's just a matter of whether or not you get caught up on somebody else's turf, somebody else's spider web. At the end of the day, where America is going, you're going to have to roll hard. You're going to have some killers on your team in order to survive. Right now, the killers that are at the ATF, they're the only game in town for the most part. But let society break down. And watch how strong MS-13, Crips, Blood, Vice Lords, Gangster Disciples, and everybody else who are clicked up. You won't be able to go in the Yazoo County. You won't be able to go over there in some of these little small towns, Oil City and places like that. You go in there at your own peril because you ain't got no currency, brother. They don't know you. We messing up a good thing here in America all because you got a few people who are angry and with aggressive ignorance. Donut Head! We'll be right back.
If I had to ask you, was your life better off under Trump or Biden?
I love Trump. For sure.
You love him?
Back. Yeah, bring that money back. Drop that stimmy. Drop that stimmy.
All right, folks, we're back, and it is Friday. The Gun and Knife Club begins in earnest. 53 minutes, be ye ready, or be ye ready to get funeralized, lying in repose, sitting there with your arms folded across your chest, looking forlorn, and thinking to yourself, I should listen to the strong man. Should have listened to his words of advice. Kept my head on swivel. Read the room better. Now look at me. They standing over me, lying on me. Here come Radio Strongman looking at me, just shaking his head. Try to tell that boy he wouldn't listen. But anyway, folks, it is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios. I want to remind you, any roof damage, any damage to your home, call our good friends, Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters. Eddie, his number is 326-2755, air code 601. And while we're at it, Tom Smith Landon Homes, as you know, they just listed this week the old Madison County School District building here in Florida, Mississippi. Great investment opportunity for somebody with a vision, somebody who wants to develop some units for people who want home, you know, small town living. You know, you're ready to downsize and you want to have everything right here. We got it right here in Florida. Got the grocery stores, got the pharmacies, got good eats, good nice government here, responsible city government, police department that's on its toes, and you can make a good retirement place right here. So come on, get this 16 acres that they got that comprise the complex that was formerly the Madison County Public Schools main offices, and it's got a lot of potential there, and you could develop the recreational side of it with the old schoolyard and the tennis courts and all that other stuff like that. And it's got its own cafeteria and gymnasium and theater, auditorium, I should say, not theater. Just a lot for somebody who's got some vision. So, again, you architects, somebody think of something. Come up with something. Let's make it pop. And then you can have a road. The city, I'm sure, will work with you if you want ingress and egress from 49. Easy peasy, baby. Again, this is Florida, Mississippi. They're open for business. Also, want to remind you, Tom Smith Land and Homes would like to remind you, I should say. There, Tracy Bell up there in Cleveland, Mississippi. Man, that girl's listing. She is just, here it is, in Bolivar County. This is a nice deal for somebody. If you got somebody who's going up there, be teaching up there or working up there in the area, this is a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home. About 2,400 square feet. How old is it? Doesn't appear to be that old. It's on Lamar Street, 1203 Lamar Street in Cleveland. Tracy's got that listed for, was it $269? It wasn't a bad price. But anyway, it's at 1203 Lamar Street in Cleveland. If you want to go on to their website, TomSmithLandonHomes.com, and click on that, and you'll get all the other information. Just click on Bolivar County, or click on Tracy Bell's number. You can reach Tracy by calling 601-898-2772. But wait, there's more. Here's a great deal for someone, anyone, if you're looking for. Okay, here it is, Cozy Cleveland Home. It's $215,000. This is really nice. So Tracy Bell's got that home listed. You can check it out right now up there in Cleveland. And wait a minute. Does she have two of them? Could very well have. Yep. Says she's got two of them up that way. And then they've got some land down there in Claiborne County. Yes, sir. This is a great deal for somebody who grew up down that way and want to go back home and you're looking for a good piece of land. I'm telling you, Tom Smith Land and Homes, their website is the place to start if you're planning on going back to your hometown and home county or whatever and build a home. Now, this here is almost 28 acres down there in Claiborne County on Old Port Gibson Road, 1317 to be more specific. It has a home on it, $510,000 with the 28 acres with it. So you can give Mr. Who is the listening? Oh, Bruce West. Bruce, once again, is lighting it up down there. And it has a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home on it, almost 2,400 square feet, 18 acres of 25 to 35-year-old pine trees. Oh, some good harvesting ready. 3 ponds stocked with bass and bream. Food plots throughout the property. Deer, turkey, small game. Has a shop, equipment shed, and 3 other outside storage structures. Folks, it's rural living at its finest for $510,000. You need to call Bruce West at 601-898-2772. So you can get your hunting retreat and your retirement home all in one shot. So, again, Tom Smith Land and Home, the land man. All right, folks. Getting back to the city of Jackson. Now, one of the things as we look at what's going on here, everything comes down to, can you generate more revenues? Can you generate more revenues? Now, a lot of people have gone sour on Jackson, and look, for good cause. Jackson has shot itself in the foot numerous times. And what I am proposing, again, what you hear me propose, if any candidate wants to take those ideals, if they think it's worthy or workable, go with it. If your candidate, if you can get them to go with it, go with your candidate and those ideals. I'm cool with that, dog. But I'm absolutely convinced the goal is to grow the pie. We need to make Jackson the Jackson area, not Jackson, Mississippi, where a bunch of yahoos are trying to run things that they have no ability to run and don't have sense enough to get somebody in who does, and everybody be a part of the success as opposed to one person being responsible for all the failure. Don't do it like that. This is stupid. We need to have the metro area popping. Brandon has his amphitheater. Excuse me. Pearl has the outlet malls and the Brave Stadium out there. Byram has, they're developing a recreational track down there along with the swinging bridge. We can make this thing. Jackson has the LaFleur's Bluff Park with all the things that are over there. If we quit being so parochial and small-minded, dude, this thing could grow for everybody. This is why I'm telling you forthrightly, flat-footed, I am for regional government as often as we can when it's to the advantage of everybody involved. This old black crap, we trying to save it for a black city, boo-boo on that. That's stupid. It would be a different thing if the blacks who had control 20, 30 years ago had been good stewards. You screwed it up. And so this is what I want you to explain, and this is why I say the next 10, 12 months, this is the problem y'all going to have with me amongst all the other ones, but you're going to have to answer the question. Why should we do what you're saying? Kenny, Stokes been down there 20, 30, 40 years. Cradell been down there 30, 40. Why should we listen to y'all? I mean, we can argue all day about your commitment to the community and how deep it is. Yes, okay. But let's look at the results. Is this what we were working for? Is this what you were intending for us? What we have today? See, these are the questions they got. They can say how much I don't like black people all day long. Just answer this one question. Why are we here? How do we get here? Now, you've been in the mix for 20, 30, 40 years. Answer that question. I know you think you blacker than I am and all that crap, but what does it mean? What does it mean, Kenny Stokes? What does it mean, Cradell? What does it mean to all of the black caucus? Sally Norwood, John Horn? Anyone else who wants to put that moniker on me, that I'm a coon dog, what does it mean? Okay, so what? You black. Call Energy and say, well, you know I'm black, don't you? Hello? 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 That's what's going on. They're going to hang up on you. I'm saying, cut the crap, black folks. You know damn well you ain't as angry with white folks as you act when you in a group of black folks. One-on-one, you cool. You know it. Quit acting a fool. That's why I'm saying I'm looking for 50 plus one. If we get 50 plus one, we can move this thing off the dime. These people are in a rut. The black caucus is in a rut. Black leadership is in a rut. They don't know where they're going. They don't know where they've been. They can't explain why we're here. But all they know is, I don't like black folks from the things that I said. Okay. Let's go with that. Now, explain why are we here and you've been in charge. What's wrong, bro? Oh, now you ain't got nothing to say. See, this is the problem they're going to have over the next year. They're going to have to answer that question. When I go to that meeting down at Forest Hill High School, I know I'm going to get this. But this is the question. Okay, so this is what you want. I don't need your vote if I got to convince you try to sway you from someone who has convinced you that living with potholes, crime, broken schools, street lights, if I got to try to sway you from them, bruh, I don't need your vote because it ain't worth it. There's something wrong with you. You a grown man, see all this stuff is broke, and you trying to represent some colors? Uh-uh. No, dog. Let me go down in flames with dignity with my one vote where I voted for myself. But I don't want your corrupt foolishness. Tomfoolery. No. Our number 601-879-0002. Who loves you? Radio Strongman. What do you say, Chris? Hey, man.
Hey.
What up?
Motor voter. Just watching it. They're trying to stop it. It's been going on for a long time. I knew it. When the illegals go down there to get their driver's license, I don't have to prove citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
They've been voting for a while. That's when they're flooding. The black community can hang it up. Because you see who they're pandering to, kicking everybody out. To pander to them to get their vote for all the free stuff.
Bruh. The Democrat Party could set the road on fire with napalm. Black folks still, who support Joe Biden today, will still walk over that fire to cast their vote for somebody wearing the blue label. Dude, like I said before, all you can do is deliver the message, bro. There's danger ahead, Mr. Will Robinson. They ain't going to listen. And then they think somebody's against them. Bro, I'm telling you this because this is a danger.
Well, I knew something. Everybody said, well, no, they can't vote. Because, you know, I told you before, when I went and got my license, if you live somewhere 30 days, you can vote. Everybody, well, now you can't vote in federal. Yep. I just sat there, Trump and Mike Johnson's trying to try to stop it. But I knew it was going on.
Bruh.
I've worked with some of these jokers on there, and I'm like, how can you go and get a driver's license without a Social Security number?
They don't have to vote. All they have to do is have the Social Security number. The Democrats have the information. All they got to do is put a ballot in the box.
That's when they mail them out, because if you got a driver's license and they're letting them get driver's license and everything, because I've stayed at Columbia, and I'm like, how in the hell did you get a driver's license? You don't have Social Security. Well, they say, I got to have a license because I got to work.
Yeah. And see, all they have to do is show that there is a Social Security number associated with that ballot at an address. And then the person who questions the election has 10 days. The fact that they didn't do anything about the 10-day certification process lets you know that the incumbents, the uniparty, all in favor of this voter fraud. They pretend like they're concerned, but if they didn't do anything about the 10, in other words, the 10-day certification process should be a mechanism and then say, nope, stop everything. Until we verify the legality of these votes, we're not certifying anything. Nope, in 10 days, you got to certify it.
Pushing that you didn't have an ID, that it was racist to make you have an ID to go vote. We knew it was a scam then with stuff. Like, wait a minute. Everybody's got to have an ID. So now they're giving all the illegals coming over here, giving them IDs and everything, and they go vote.
Mm-hmm.
Corrupt system. Like I said, it's time to go up there and take them out.
Motor vote.
Biden's going to get us up over with something with Iran, so I'm going to have cats healthy and ready to go. All right, Kim. Have a blessed and safe weekend, bro.
All right, Chris. Appreciate you. Yeah, folks, look, I'm telling you, the country's gone. I mean, it's like having termites having eaten up the structure of your house, but it's still standing. No strong wind has come through to really put any stress on the thing. But our society's about to collapse. And I'm going to tell you the people who are going to have real problems, those who carry guns for the government and those who you pleaded with, begged with, man, please, don't destroy our government. Don't destroy our way of life. And they just laugh in your face. Ah, chicken's coming home to roost. And those are the main ones who depend on everybody else for their help, sustenance, health care, and everything else. And all we ask, dude, just be reasonable. Just be informed. Oh, you just trying to make me vote Republican. We just ask you, they won't listen. So, like I said before, when it hits the fan, I'm rolling with the Duck Dynasty crew. I'm rolling with the white boy Bobs, the Christian Patriots and Rednecks, whatever you want to call them. Because my people, when I set up it, bro, we're about to lose all this. They're bringing people in. You see them giving them your benefits. And like I said before, the sign you're going to need when you see it When you see Benny Thompson not opposing houses being built for the illegals when he wouldn't allow houses to be built for his people in the 2nd District, you know it's game over for black folks. They don't need your vote. They don't give a damn. You can march. That's why blacks up in Chicago talking about they're going to protest the Democrat convention. The Democrats are white. They're going to beat black folks out their shoes. It's going to be Selma all over again. It's going to be Selma on the Miracle Way, on the Miracle Mile. Black folks, I kept telling you there was no reason for you to put the hopes that you had in that white Democrat Party. Those were the devils that had us in slavery, organized it, legislated and funded it. And then you went right back up in there. White Democrats can't beat you off their leg. And all I said, dude, if you're going to be over there, influence them. And I asked the question, and this is the question they're going to have to answer over the next 12 months. When all those evil white Dixiecrats left the Democrat Party and went to the Republican Party, was the Democrat Party pure at that point? Did it get corrupt when blacks started migrating into the Democrat Party? Or was it still corrupt? Or is it not corrupt at all? You're happy with where you are, where it is, and where America finds itself. Answer. Oh, you put me down. I know. Let's take a break. All right, folks. Oh, we're back. Hey, just as a side note, I suggest to you that you use the experienced brokers that you hear us advertising here at WYAB, the Tom Smiths, the Rita Jensen, the Hoppers, Saxton, and Rita Jensen, Rita Results Jensen, because the marketplace is changing. Now, what's not going to change is the understanding of how things get done, and that's where you get all the benefits of the more seasoned brokers. That's why Rita, his name is top of the list. Tom Smith's name's top of the list in his crew. They've set about staying abreast of things, and they put their money where their mouths are in terms of how to get results. So I'm saying all this to tell you this here. The real estate industry is changing. And to the brokers and to the agents out there who don't understand it, let me tell you what has happened this week. The courts have allowed the Justice Department to intervene as a party of interest in the that big lawsuit that came down for $6 billion. Basically, they're allowing the DOJ to reopen their investigation to the National Association of Realtors. Now, for years and years and years, I know this because I was communicating with the DOJ. Well, somebody in the DOJ, I can say like it was the Attorney General, but of the division that handled it. And I kept pointing out, you got to look at how all they've, the local association, along with the national, but we'll just use the local as an example. You have the multiple listing service, which is the money-making arm. It's the for-profit portion of the nonprofit, which is the Association of Realtors locally. And then they have the code of ethics. And then you have your state level, which is the State Association of the Realtors, MAR, Mississippi Association of Realtors. Then you have your national. And what the Justice Department had not been doing was how to look at those documents, because for over 100 years, they have been going into court, they being the Realtors Association, saying that, hey, we are not a monopoly. We're just one organization, essentially. And yet they were doing things, as I said, the pattern that I noticed from the documents that I read and studied and looked at, was that they were navigating under the radar of antitrust violations by whatever that one could consider sketchy, dusty business practices. They wouldn't continue it over a three-year period. They'd stop it one day, let's just say, before the three-year tripwire that would be able to stack instances of antitrust behavior. And they were moving them between the entities. This is what the Justice Department is now understanding. That's why they're reopening the case. This is why I'm telling you, for you licensees out there, All this means is you need to study the board and figure out how you make your money. You don't need the associations to do it, particularly now in this age of digital advertising where you can be doing stuff on your own. The appraisers out there need to have their own database. Why you guys are not... You got to hand it to the Realtors Association. They've got everybody paying them. They're making money off. It's no different than Facebook. They're just using your data to make money and punishing you for being a part of the organization through fines and fees. So if you are a strong organization like a Tom Smith Land and Homes or a Rita Jensen, people who've already put money into advertising, you're going to be okay. Because at the end of the day, you know what's going to be required of the marketplace? To have a landing page for people to display their product. And to the homeowner, you are the product. Your property is the product. So for the entity, agent, or whatever that figures out, okay, let us have the landing page. You make money. It's like being the house in a casino. You're going to make money regardless. And so what's getting ready to happen, when you see Mr. Sears going on there blowing you that smoke about the future of the NAR, what they're doing, folks, is basically dismantling the NAR, not because they necessarily want to, but the parts are worth more than the whole at this point. So you agents out there that listen, I'm telling you, I'm not going to be found wrong on this. I'm not. But what I had been saying the whole time, like I said before, I was not of this mindset until they started screwing over me, screwing with me. I didn't sit down and read all this stuff. I'm just like the regular agent out there. Y'all ain't read this crap. You just like having that little emblem on your license plate. Makes you look important. But now I'm telling you, the DOJ is going through those documents. They're looking at, wait a minute. See, for the longest, the realtors used to have over in the Code of Ethics, yeah, you can show a non-realtor, let them see your listing, but you don't have to pay them any commission. They weren't even supposed to even discuss commission, period. When you say don't have to pay, zero is a number. But they hid that over there in the Code of Ethics. They used to just tell you, and see, for the longest, Linda Graham's agency over there, Ed Diaz, was bad about doing that, not paying people their commission. Oh, no, you're not a realtor. You're not in the MLS. Wait a minute, Hoss, I'm a licensee. My license is good all over the state, just like a lawyer's bar card is good all over the state. So what is Ed doing now? He's doing mortgages. He see the handwriting on the wall. Yeah, and tell him I mentioned his name. He know he ain't never got a Christmas card from me. But anyway, the point is the Realtors Association is basically going to get sued out of existence. You're not going to be able to afford the fees it would take for them to pay off the fine. That $418 million is going to come from y'all. What you going to do? Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, now we're back. Folks, I got a text here from my friend Lindsey Beckham here. Let's see, call to the Capitol Saturday. Let's see. Register at don'tmesswithourkids.us. It looks like there's going to be a rally this Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m. at the state capitol, April 13th. Call to the Capitol, this is Mississippi Jackson, 413 at 1 p.m. I don't know. It's not coming. Everything is not coming. Let me see if I can clear. Let's see what else is here. Anyway, it's sponsored by don'tmesswithourkids.us, or you can go there to register if you want to come out. I don't think you need to register to come out. You just show up out there. It's going to be from 1 to 3 at the state capitol there. Lindsay, if you're out there, you want to call in and give us an update on what this is. I heard you this morning. I didn't hear that part. I'm sure you would have mentioned it this morning if you were on there. I mean, you were on there. Maybe I just didn't hear it. But there seems to be, there's going to be a rally this Saturday from 1 to 3 at the state capitol. And Lindsey Beckham is going to, well, she's sending out the flyer. I don't know who's actually sponsoring. I guess it's her. But anyway, anybody's got more information on that, we're glad to pass it on. You know, a lot of times you people have things that you want to get out. Feel free to just call the program. Sometimes you send it to me and I forget to do it. I forget, you know, I just forget. So if you would do that, it'd make it easier on everybody because you know more about it than I do. And we just want to encourage you to do that. Just like we got this event being sponsored by Bank Plus at First United here, Baptist Church here in Flora, Mississippi. And that's going to be on April 30th from, 3:30 to 5:30? No, 5:30 to 8:30, I'm sorry. Yeah, here it is. That's the one I'm turning. Yeah, 5:30 to 8:30 here on, that's going to be on a Tuesday, April 30th at First Baptist Church of Flora. And Bank Plus will be giving you a short seminar on how to get your financial house in order. You're young folks out there learning, you learn how to handle your credit, how to establish credit. And for those of you thinking about getting your first home, they can help you get in a position to do that. They've been doing this for years and quite successful at it. A hat tip to Bank Plus for their effort in that regard. They are equal housing lender and member of FDIC. So that's going to be April 30th from 5:30 to 8:30. We encourage your participation and pass it on to you churches out there. Pass it on to your members. Again, good stewardship is what we're talking about here. In fact, good stewardship is what we're talking about with our government. That's what we want. And as we pointed out to you, we have instances where many people just don't know right from wrong. All they know is their gut instinct. They've always been able to do whatever they wanted to do. And of course, adults know that's not how you live your life. And certainly that's not the way you want to raise your kids. Because if you do, then you end up with what we have in Jackson, where nothing works. Everybody's got a title. Nobody's accountable. Nobody's in charge. And this is all we're talking about doing is trying to bring back some accountability so we can have the currency of life flowing that's going to give life, which is going to be our finances. There's a method to the madness. It ain't a white method or a black method. It's just the right method to do. And we're asking Donut Head and his partner refuses to call here. Now, they text me all the time. Now, Sean says that he has the inside track on what the Talmud means and it's all about, but he won't call and tell us about it. See, this is what I'm saying about folks don't have the courage of their conviction. I don't know how they expect to make anything work if you're putting your little light under the bushel, as they say. So I'm just saying, guys, come on. You don't need to be intimidated by me. Yeah, I will smack you across the grill. You get real stupid. But generally, that doesn't happen. I can't recall the last time I slapped somebody across the grill. Snowball came within just centimeters of getting smacked. But now, all his smacking is done by old Green Eyes, bless her heart. You see how she got that boy tamed? He used to call all the time. We might get one call out of the month. I guess that's the day she goes shopping or something, go get her hair did or something. But we don't hear from Snowball anymore. She got him on lock. But hey, the man needed a good woman, or he needed a good whooping. One of the two. Sound like he got both of them. Certainly he got one, but it sounded like he got both of them in his eyes anyway. And, of course, Carol, she got left at that. Carol got left at the altar. She's forever the flower girl because Snowball chose someone other than her. Because she was the biggest defender of Snowball here on this station. And, of course, Sylvia is out of luck because Green Eyes beat her out. So I told her, Sylvia, I don't know if you're playing your cards right with Snowball. Looks like you're going to lose him. And true enough. So all she has to console her is Tom's Fried Pies. God bless the girl. But anyway, when we sit back and look at what's going on in our country, the way we solve all this, folks, is just that you be determined not to go along with the BS. Wherever you stand. And if you really believe the word of God, then you believe that he's going to lord over it. If you're afraid of what will happen to you if you stand on the word of God, I hate to be the one to tell you, but you're really not one of his. Close but no cigar. It costs something to follow him. It costs something to stand. I ain't trying to say that I got it all together. I'm just saying what I'm determined to do. So I'm asking you, won't you come? Uh-oh. Sylvia!
You know you're wrong.
What?
You know you're wrong.
Oh, about Tom's Fried Pies? About Tom's Fried Pies?
No, not about Tom's Fried Pies. You know those are to die for. Matter of fact, I'm headed that way now.
No!
You what you said. You done made my, you done hurt my heart. Now, you know I'm not interested in Snowball. Never was interested in Snowball.
Yeah.
Those people, that here's the thing, Lion John, and the rest of them yahoos that you call. You know, I'm not interested in none of them people.
Look,
and I'm glad Snowbones with green eyes because he's got him acting like he's got some sense.
Listen,
you're wrong.
I know it's a coping mechanism that you're employing, and God bless you, child. You're gonna be all right. You're just not gonna be with Snowball. You're gonna be without the ball.
My God in heaven, will you please get over yourself? And realize that individual has never been a part of my heart.
Well,
I already told you my heart belongs to somebody else.
Your heart belongs to someone else?
Yes, it does.
Oh, Snowball? Uh-oh. Well, look, I'm going to tell you. I tell you what, we're going to test what you're saying. I think we're going to play a little Misty. We're going to play a little Misty Blue. Now, if you break down and start bawling and getting all ugly in the face, screaming and howling, I know you ain't over that man. We're going to play a little Dorothy Moore. Oh, oh, Lord, don't play that song. That's my song. Oh, Jesus.
Just a thought of you.
Uh-oh, boy. Girl, don't you ball up. Dude, don't look like that. Pull your hat down. Hey. Woo. We got to go. We'll be right back.
Just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby. I think of the things we used to do.
All right, folks, we're back for the final few minutes of the second hour of the Kim Wade Show. Here, what is this? Today is the 13th or the 12th? 12th, okay. 13th was my wedding anniversary. Believe it or not, I got married on Friday the 13th. Whoo, wonder why that didn't work out. I guess Chucky being the ring bearer should have been a sign for the average guy, but, you know. Guy looks familiar with that ring. What's your name, Ed? Charles. Okay. Anyway, folks, did you see where the gentleman who was the, somebody phrased it quite accurately, he was asphalt acclimated. Something. It was very funny. They said when somebody gets killed and they fall out on the asphalt, they got something asphalt acclimated or regulated or something like that, temperature regulated. Mr. Dexter Reed up there in Memphis, no, not Memphis, up in Chicago, rather, was a PPP loan recipient. And, you know, the way when the news first broke, I'm thinking the guy's like 18 years old. This guy's got some seasoning on him and looked like he was about that life. Now, I will say this here, and I understand officers, I'd be the same way. You roll up on somebody, they got guns in the car. But I think everybody should have to have the right to carry a gun, especially in Chicago. Oh, that's right. We got to get out of here. Oh, we got to leave a little early today. Who loves you?
Radio Strongman.
Bye.